What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy F. Daddy, and the F stands for phenomenal.
Thanks. Thank you, everybody.
That's a lot of clapping.
Yeah. Tell me, what's a T-Rex to a comet?
And we're also joined by pro wrestler Derek Dillinger.
I thought you were giving me a thumbs down.
Not yet.
Not this at all.
See how it goes.
And we're here to talk the turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
And that's the frightening thing. There are some nuts out there. I mean, there's more than one Osama bin Laden. There's more than one Osama bin Laden.
Pro wrestler Derek Dillinger, yes, that's right, is here to face off against Sammy Daddy in a game of Spot from a Deathmatch or Florida Man Headline. The chick was like a fitted cap all over my dome. Said she want to be down, but I ain't taking her home. To the what? To the John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, leave a little room for cream.
All that, this episode of...
Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamer.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to the, well, if you've watched any wrestling this week, last week, yeah. Let's see what this guy's name is. Martin Santos Jr., 9087, commented.
Yeah, what do you have to say? Was it good or bad?
I should probably have this prepared.
Was it good or bad?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I was going to thank him, but I'm going to wait.
You will.
Oh, thanks, Martin Santos Jr.
He says, my favorite burrito place is Roe Burrito in Central PA.
That was his comment?
Also, he has another comment.
Oh, okay.
I liked Sammy Daddy's Mortal Kombat take.
Oh, I
so
like
Sammy Daddy
more.
Is the winner of last week's Brood But Not Poor.
Yeah, first time.
Yeah, finally someone wins.
I know. I'm going to win later when I face this guy off. And what are we doing?
Florida
Man Death
yes,
Match.
Yes, yes. But yeah, Sammy, Daddy, have you watched any wrestling this
week? I watched a little bit. I watched Raw, and I went to North Canton for AIW. It was good. World famous referee Charles Van got me there.
That's a lot of matches.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, Charlie. I didn't get to see all of it. We went for a little bit. My kids were there, so that was kind of hard to keep them there. But yeah. My boy got to go on the outside of the ring. He wouldn't go in it. My daughter was scared. And then once the wrestling started, she's like, I want to go in there now. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to happen, honey. Yeah. But it was cool. They do. It's really cool what they do down there. It's four or five one hour shows.
Yeah.
And there's like a story. Maybe not every match, but
from like
the main events.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. So I think I watched. I don't want to lie about my match count. So it was probably like four matches, but I was probably there for like eight or nine. But so it was fun. Got to see some people.
Hell yeah.
And be at a fair outside. It was hot as fuck. I felt bad.
I know.
For having to wrestle.
There was like Mega Championship Wrestling show?
Yeah, I saw that.
At like Rookies. And we went past it when we were grocery shopping.
Were they outside?
It was like fucking 90. I'm like, dude, this probably sucks to wrestle in this.
It was in the parking lot?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I thought.
There's a chicken wing on a pole match.
Really?
I saw a pole. Like, I didn't know what was on there.
I don't know if it was just like one individual wing or that's like a funny. Bucket, but I did see the flyer.
I like that. AIW did a cage.
Yeah.
I love that.
The cowboy kid jumped off.
That was crazy.
I wasn't there.
He's no longer with us.
You were in Canada.
Yeah.
See? I follow the product.
Hell yeah, man.
Fought the Cougars.
I did.
See? I'm not. I pay attention.
Are you going to hit me with a whole bunch of facts like you did Greg Iron?
No, I don't have that. We're going to have you back as I build a case against you. But yeah, not today. Today's a friendly competition.
We'll put your feet to the fire
next time. Okay. I almost said next week.
Next week.
I don't want to take up too much
He's
of your schedule.
He's a new member of the show, Derek Dillinger. Yeah. So I watched Dynamite, Collision, Dynamite, yeah. CMLL from Friday, the G1 from Saturday, and the G1 Climax Final on Sunday.
So, yeah, I mean, he watches a lot more wrestling than me. I don't know if you've caught on to that part yet, but yeah.
He was winning at one time.
I had one week where I was winning. I tried really hard.
And then
that week,
fucking Best of the Super Juniors happened.
Yeah, then I kind of gave up. Well, I was watching
Triple A.
I mean, not really. But I didn't watch it this past time though, either.
I just didn't get a chance to.
Same here.
I heard was good things.
I did look for a second just because I wanted to see what it looked like. You know, like what? Oh, okay, it's the ropes again and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I'll check it out later.
Well, did you? Did you check it out later?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, where's the thing? Do the one. No, the other one. Go to the next page.
I guess that makes you a freaking pathological liar, Joe.
Just saying.
You motherfucker. You son of a bitch, piece of shit, fuck.
All right, I was waiting for you.
I can't hear it right. Did I bleep it in the right spot? Thanks, boys.
Kind of. Thought you missed a couple.
The studio audience is good.
Yeah, they're going wild back there.
That's how they are. What about you, man? Did you wrestle in the last week or watch any wrestling in the last week?
I did wrestle in the last week, and I've been on AEW for the past 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, I was there. But I wrestled in Canada last weekend. I wrestled the Coker Brothers. Nice. Me and Katie Arquette.
Hell yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
I got skewered in my head, but we won. So
that's all that matters.
Yeah, I knew the skewer thing. I didn't know who won, though.
Stinks.
It does. Mm-hmm. What does it smell like?
Wood. Like wood.
I think I heard that.
Maybe pine. Yeah. No, not as minty, but mahogany. Some nice mahogany.
Okay. I've always wondered, but I've never wanted to smell any after a match.
Yeah, that's fair. Are you boys ready?
No.
For your little game.
No.
Creamers, we're going for it.
Creamer.
It's going to be Sammy Daddy versus Derek Dillinger. The game is that I am going to give you a headline.
All right.
And then Sammy Daddy and Derek Dillinger here have to guess if it's a spot from a death match or a Florida Man headline.
Yeah. Creamers, it's time for Florida Man or death match. Or as I like to call it, Florida Man Death Match. The buzzers are here only if me and Mr. Dillinger get to a sudden death. But we will be taking turns, alternating. And Hot Joe will be reading us a passage that we will decide, is it from a death match? Or is it a Florida Man? What do you want?
You want Microman? Or do you want plain?
Microman.
All right.
That's you. It's playing. Show. Sorry. Well, saying it's fair. It's fair.
All right. Individual willingly ignites their body mid-performance and continues physical activity before medical intervention.
This is for sure a death match.
I thought the same thing. Good job.
It was G Raver at a GCW show.
Okay.
I mean, it definitely could have went either way, but I got that vibe right off the bat.
Oh yeah, man.
All right. My turn. Daddy.
A local drive-thru incident involved a projectile reptile being launched through a restaurant window.
I think that's a Florida man throwing an alligator at a Wendy's.
Yeah, you got it right.
Really?
Yes. Was that Wendy's?
Really? That should count for something.
What?
Do you, you like Wendy's?
I love Wendy's.
Wendy's nuts are in your mouth.
Performer utilizes culinary tools for self-mutilation during event, then incorporates food distribution into the act.
Death match?
Yes, it was flat at XPW.
Love it.
Cheese grater, I'm guessing.
Fully nude male observed bouncing on trampoline in residential backyard claiming to be training for WrestleMania.
Oh, see, no death match guy's thinking he's going to WrestleMania, so that's a Florida man.
Yes, naked trampoline nice. Man.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they named him.
What? You got a story?
You're trying to be Dennis Stamp?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's how you get booked on WrestleMania, apparently. I seen this in a movie once.
Dollar bill fastened to tongue via stapler amid ongoing physical contest.
This is for sure a death match. I've seen it.
Actually, it says Nick Gage / Various.
Okay, I was going to say, I feel like I've seen that. You do any staple stuff?
No staples, they scare me.
Really?
Man climbs municipal power infrastructure while audibly declaring himself an athletic construct.
Florida man.
Well, I don't even remember what the fuck number that was. Five?
Six. I don't know.
You say Florida man?
Yeah, I say Florida man.
You're right. Yeah.
Because I don't think the wrestler is going to say that. Yeah. They're going to have you know, better. It's something that rhymes. That's what I always like when they do the rhyme, like Macho Man type of deal, and they just, they're pretty much rapping, but they're cutting the promo. I always like that.
Participant thrown into small plastic obstacles, followed by an improvised offensive move using retro gaming hardware.
That is for sure a deathmatch.
Legos? Is that what you were describing? Legos?
Probably.
NES?
Yeah. And that's what I thought. Okay. I think I've seen that.
Man, maybe I should have made these harder.
No. I think it's bringing us together. We might even form a tag team later. Who knows?
I'm sure.
This is some unity here.
Yeah. Because I came in, I didn't like this guy, if I can be honest. I know I'm standing a little close to him to say that, but...
Yeah, I remember you were saying that before you got here.
Yeah, before, yeah. But yeah, now...
You do not have a picture of me in your living room, do you?
Not yet. I can, though.
Suspect explains automotive theft as mission given by deceased pop culture figure.
That's going to be Florida Man. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Ghost of Dusty Rhodes car theft.
Really? They said Dusty Rhodes?
Yeah.
Steal that car, Daddy. You see that thing where Cody Rhodes, or the, what's that show, Hot Ones or whatever?
Yeah.
Cody was on it, and the guy was like, oh, did your dad cut promos on the dog or whatever? And he's like, no, but he went in the produce section. Yeah. Oh, my God, I was rolling. It's Cody doing a Dusty impersonation, cutting a promo on lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's
my
like,
God, that
my
was
dad
great.
Used to make the produce jelly.
Yeah, yeah, you saw it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, it was great.
Opponent driven through flaming panel reinforced with barbed metal, followed by beverage consumption from a prosthetic body part.
That's for sure a death match. I feel it's a leg getting drunk out of it.
Yep. I was thinking the same thing. My grandpa had like a fake leg, and obviously he was older. I have one, if you watch the ones I do from home, there's one of his fake legs in the back. And it's like, I mean, it's clean now, but like, I would never drink anything from it. And like if somebody was wearing it, so it's sweaty.
Yeah.
Oh, I do think it's sweet when it gets used as a weapon. When they grab it. Yeah, that's awesome.
Residue from processed food applied to motor vehicle as a form of neighborhood dispute resolution.
That's a Florida man putting, I don't know, something. But I'm going Florida man.
Cheese.
Peanut butter car revenge.
Of course it's peanut butter car revenge.
Duh. Peanut butter car revenge.
So that was deathmatch then? No, I'm kidding. Florida man. I was right. Ha.
Event official temporarily loses vision due to airborne debris resulting from impact with illuminated glass rod.
That's a deathmatch.
That's a
death match for sure.
Yes, CZW referee glass incident.
So do you have the referee's name? Was it Bryce?
You know, I don't actually have the name.
Oh, he was hoping it was Bryce?
I would like to think it's Bryce.
Me too.
That's where he developed those.
See, that's long-term storytelling, man. Mm-hmm. That's what matters.
Individual trapped in a storm drain for 3 days claimed he was doing a spiritual journey to impress his ex.
Oh, man. Sounds like it could be Joey Janela, but I'm going to say Florida man.
Yeah, it's woman in storm drain.
Well, that was a woman.
You guys are neck and neck. I'm glad we got the buzzers.
Beep, 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 beep.
Rotary landscaping equipment used in live altercation before aerial maneuver executed while bleeding.
This is death match, but I would like to think not rotary. I think it's history. But it's death match.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
I don't know. I know it's death match, though. I think it's death match, I should say.
Japan weed whacker.
That's one that kind of makes me... like my skin crawl a little bit. The weed whacker, when I've seen that before, I don't know.
Yeah, the creeps gives me the creeps. But I don't like seeing the battery operated weed whackers.
Yeah.
Like I feel it's not as powerful
as the gas. I agree. I have a battery one and it sucks. But I use it for whacking weeds, not whacking dudes.
Just whacking.
It's just better. You need the gas. You need some sort of lubrication to whack.
Mm-hmm.
Motorized cart pursued at low speeds while broadcasting entrance music associated with a fictional faction.
I'm going to say Florida Man. And I really want to know what the song is.
It was the NWO scheme song.
Okay, I had a feeling.
Yeah, man, I really thought that one was going to get
you. No, I'm thinking, yeah, I like that song.
Yeah,
I don't care.
No,
I feel like it's like... It's not cheesy. I don't want to say cheesy. It's not like a great like musical but like theme song,
yeah,
it's fucking perfect. And for those dudes at that time, it was perfect. It's still cool.
All right, we're on the last one. You guys are tied.
The last one each.
12 to 12. So now we're going to use the buzzers.
This one's for all the marbles, creamers.
Creamer.
Botanical object weaponized in double team scenario, resulting in disorder and escalation.
I didn't hit it.
Daddy, Daddy loses. Derek Dillinger is your winner.
The glasses. I'm never wearing glasses again. Break them. Oh, you want them?
Putting them back.
Fine.
I want them.
That's what. Yeah, you want my glasses. Damn.
Oh, we're back, creamers. What a hell of a game you guys
had. Yeah, that was fun. I can't believe the things that happened.
I can't believe Derek Dillinger won.
Yeah, but hey, thanks for playing. It was great.
Yeah.
Thanks for not beating me up.
Hitting you with this mic.
I knew who was going to win.
Show's not over yet.
I knew who was going to win it.
I could Ultimate Warrior sceptered you.
Boop. I'm in.
Well, shit.
What's that cost?
I don't know why you didn't. Sammy Daddy,
yeah.
When you're done taking your sip there, what's the John Cena quote of the week?
Well, I'm about to read, so I have to take a sip of water. You would think
that's me.
When you're going to read, cream.
God damn
it's
it, cream. Sam.
I'm creaming.
2 weeks in a row.
Damn, I was trying to do the same bit from last week, too, and I screwed it up again. Thanks for being here. Okay. Beware of those who think you owe them happiness at the expense of your own well-being.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
That was great.
Thanks.
What's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
I don't know. I got to look. Not very many.
I'll You're go first winning. Then.
Nope. 544 matches watched for this year.
544?
Yep.
I have 645
Jesus Christ.
Matches so far this year.
Jeez.
If you watch New Japan, you're just going to watch a lot of matches. That's just how it is. There's like 10 on every show. And like every storyline is always just somebody comes out after the match and attacks that guy. And you're like, oh, okay. This again?
We're doing it.
Yeah. Man, wow. He doesn't like him.
You do New Japan? You like New Japan?
I like all wrestling, but I do not.
No. You can appreciate all of it. You know what goes into it, so you can appreciate it. But like that's lower on the list.
Do you like count how many matches you have?
Yes.
Do you know how many matches you've had this year?
CageMatch.com is very accurate on my matches.
Okay. So good, should have done my homework.
I looked at that earlier.
Yesterday. At it too, but I was like, this is information is useless to me.
I didn't know what to do with it. I looked at it and I kept reading. I'm like, oh, he fought him. Cool.
I was like, oh, I didn't know it shows you the logos of the promotions. Isn't that neat?
Anyway, how many matches?
I don't know.
Roughly.
Okay. Oh. Well, do you know how many you've had total?
Over.
Of your whole career since 2013.
600 matches, I would say. Right, thank you.
Wow.
That's cool. Thank you.
Not 645, but that's all right.
I know. Sorry. Maybe 645.
Yeah, it is.
All right,
now.
Let's say we're tied. Obviously, mine is more impressive.
Yes.
But that's all right.
Well, you watched a lot of wrestling. He just wrestled in them.
You'll get there.
All he did was put his body on the line for our entertainment. Big deal.
Whatever, man. So, what's your fucking match of the week, man?
Oh, man. Didn't even think about it till now. The Judgment Day fought Mr. Iguana and Dragon Lee, and I enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, man.
I like the Iguana thing. I knew of him, but Worlds Collide was probably the first time I got to see a full match. And the more I see JD McDonagh, like when he first joined Judgment Day and stuff, I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. I'm indifferent. And the more I get to actually see him, I like him. Finn Balor.
I feel his head is shrinking more.
Yeah, something's going on there.
I think, or his body's getting bigger. He doesn't look... It's unproportioned.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And who else was in there? And Dragon Lee's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
So I'll pick that one.
La Yesco was in there, the Iguana.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the best.
That's the best thing. Yeah. Did you see this thing from the pay-per-view with Mr. Iguana and La give me it again. Say
La Yesca.
La Yesca. Did you see that? No. Nacho?
What the hell was it?
And then, so he had him, and then Finn Balor comes up with a bag on his hand. You did see it? And
he had
a demon...
Yeah.
Or
Demonito,
thank
Great
you.
Name.
Thank God you're here.
Yeah,
right.
I watched AAA.
And it's your favorite.
add that to my match count?
Yeah, put it up. So he's beating you.
That was a shoot, huh?
I'm gonna fucking shoot.
Well, and you got in your trainer. Yes. So you watch matches there too. He's got you beat.
Dang.
I don't know.
I do.
Sometimes I don't watch the matches.
That's fair.
Good job, guys.
Yes.
When I have a day off at work, I don't just go to work and watch everybody else do their job. I just, you know, do my own thing.
That's fair.
Yeah. I didn't realize you had a pencil in your head this whole time.
Me? Yeah. I didn't know if I'd have to take notes.
Ah.
But I don't have anything to write on.
Your book.
Oh, yeah. There's some.
There's a bunch of notebooks that I threw in there earlier when I was cleaning this room up. Just kidding.
Oh, what is that picture in there?
You want to see one? Check out this one.
Pretty good. They're all like that.
That's inappropriate.
I'll show you the end of the book later. Spoilers.
So what was your match of the week, Derek?
Sorry. The cream is really hot.
Todd Cream.
Everyone's coming.
Yep.
There was a good four-way between Hechicero, Lee Moriarty, Daniel Garcia, and... Nigel McGuinness.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who won.
And now he's going against Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah, Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
It was good. It was real good.
Good.
They did a lot of multi-man submission moves, which I love.
That is cool stuff. I actually didn't notice that. Oh, man, did I not watch Collision?
Oh, you see? He's padding his numbers.
I must be lying.
This shit?
I guess that makes you a freaking pathological.
I could have counted six.
Liar, Joe.
You should have said I watched six at the North Canton deal.
One whole block. You didn't see me on Collision?
I did see you on Collision.
I think did you send me a picture of it?
Of him on Collision?
Somebody did. Or I saw it online.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe somebody posted it. Because it was you. Who else was there?
Eric Taylor? Yeah, that was...
Was that last week? Two weeks ago.
I sent it to you on... for Dynamite, but I don't know if I sent it to you when he was on Collision.
All right, I saw Dynamite.
Collision was in Cincinnati, right?
Collision was here. Cleveland.
Right? No, that was Dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah, Collision in Cincinnati.
Well, then maybe I saw that. I don't know. I saw pictures of you. Hey, we're proud of you.
Thank you. Round of applause.
It's one of our nation's best. Yeah. By the way, Derek, can we ask you some questions, man?
Please.
Yeah, please.
All right, let's take turns. Sammy, Daddy, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I got one. You got some tattoos I saw.
I do.
Especially in this area. Serial mascots.
I do.
Ooh.
I love them. Number one. But if there was going to be a serial mascot deathmatch gauntlet for the gold, okay. What are some of the spots you would book and who would win?
Well, Captain Crunch is going to have to, you know, shred someone's mouth with his cereal.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good.
I like that.
We have Frankenberry. He's covered in chains, so there's going to be some, like, BDSM, like, choking happening.
I'm in. This is better than I thought.
And he's a
beautiful boy.
Frankenberry?
Yeah.
Frankenberry.
Oh, yeah.
Handsome. There may be a very comical little person spot with Booberry and the Lucky Charm guy.
All right.
I feel that's like some micro stuff that could happen.
I like that.
Let's see. Tony the Tiger, big powerhouse, right?
That's
So he's probably going to put someone through a table.
Okay.
I think that may be it.
Who do you have winning? Who's going over?
Captain Crunch.
Yeah? Is that your favorite?
Favorite of all time.
Okay. Good choice. Mascot or favorite cereal? Or both?
Both. I only like Oops All Berries, though. That's the top tier.
Well, of course.
Don't like the original just plain yellow Captain Crunches.
We're not heathens. We know. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Exact opposite. I like the yellow, and I don't like the fruit balls.
You don't like the berries?
They're all right. Rephrase that. Some of us are heathens here. Not this side of the table.
I'm going to ask you a question now. Right? God damn it.
You're up.
If you could replace every referee in wrestling with a different animal, which animal would you pick and why?
Referees aren't that... referees are very fragile people, right?
That's very true.
So they get knocked down, they're knocked down for a while.
Yeah.
You know, they get shoved, they can't see.
Hell yeah, man.
So we need a fragile animal. What would that be? Maybe like...
Oh, what are those... you asked him.
You can answer it too, man.
Oh, no, I'll wait.
fragile. Let's see. I'm thinking of like a little hamster. Like a little one that's still sucking at the that water thing.
That's what I thought you were going to say, yeah.
What are those goats that fall over when you scare them?
Fainting goats. That's it.
That's a good choice.
When you started explaining like the frailty of it, how like you push them and they like,
that's
yeah.
It.
Both good.
So you kind of step out.
Okay, we'll go.
No,
with
you
that.
Can. Yeah, well, you know, we're a tag team now. Tag,
yeah. Okay, hell yeah, man.
We were feuding dude. Before yeah, in dude. The game, and now we're a tag team. Oh, I knew it. I'm glad I showed up today.
We love Oops All Berries.
Yeah, see?
That could be your name of your tag team.
The Berry Boys.
Oh, man. Berry Boys.
Hold on, I got to see how I'm going to do this without hearing
Berry.
Right.
Berry.
All right, ready?
Boy.
I didn't say Berry.
Berry. Berry.
Okay, hold on.
Berry. All right, good enough.
Did it work?
No. No, not in the least, but that's
whatever,
okay.
Whatever. We'll fix it in post.
That's what we always say.
Sean?
Sean, fix.
Yeah, fix it, man.
He'll come and get you. Never mind.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
What a...
He is a pervert.
Sean? Yeah, you're telling me.
Sammy Daddy, what's your next question? Big guy, huh?
Let me think.
Oh, I got one. So at one point in your career, your name was Derek Direction. Which one?
South, always.
Okay.
I love going down. But Aaron McGuire.
Give him something there.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. Give the South something before we go to the next
one. I'm going. Which one do you want?
This one?
Big deal. Let's see.
Oh, I feel
jeez,
bad now.
Dude. Why are you such an asshole,
we're
man?
We're sticking with it.
You want? That's what
I don't know what I wanted. Right. Oh, I just wanted. There was a good line. I didn't want it to go.
He clambered back to his old friends and decided to come.
It didn't go on.
There we go.
I should have took the fucking headphone off.
No, we're good. What were you saying? Sorry.
Aaron McGuire, Aaron Bauer. Yeah, mm-hmm. He gave me the name because I'm dyslexic.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
My God. First we have a cerebral palsy wrestler. Then we have a guy whose legs didn't work.
Yeah.
And now
we got a theme.
Yeah, dude. That's interesting.
I can't wait to see who's next.
Right. Anyway.
Cool, though. It's a good name.
It's a great direction, too. South?
Good.
I hated it.
No, I liked it.
I hated it. The first chance I could change my name, I did.
The director?
Yeah. Couldn't wait for the pandemic to happen.
All right, let me give a follow-up then before you do yours.
Oh, yeah,
so you went from direction to director. Mm-hmm. Clearly, cinema is a big influence on you. Where, what do you think you take the most from when it comes to movies? Is it the actual movies, actors, directors? You know what I mean? Like, what aspect of it?
I really love Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
So I like his movies.
Yeah.
So I take from his movies. The dialect's real good.
All of it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
The feet?
The feet, I love it.
Everyone's coming! Whoa. Everyone's coming!
Hello.
Shit.
What are we
really
booing?
It's a 50-50 crowd.
Sorry, guys. Some people
Charles
like to.
Van was
there. Yeah, right, walking right. In. Oh, world famous prick. Referee Charles Van. Don't get me started.
All right. My next question for you, man. If wrestling suddenly became a competitive cooking sport, what dish would you make in place of your finishing move?
Well, I'm a very picky eater, so I'd be a very picky cooker. I don't like vegetables and I don't like fruit. So I think it would be like a pizza. But a very hot piping pizza.
Okay.
I'm in for that.
He's a pizza boy.
Pizza boy.
Pizza boy and the Berry Boys.
We put berries on our pizza. We don't care.
Yeah, crazy.
That's how it is.
We're heathens.
We're the heathens.
Dang, dude, the Berry Boy heathens.
I'm in.
Dude,
we can be whatever you want.
Sam?
Oh, I got a question.
Oh, yeah.
You like sports?
Love it.
Cleveland sports. That's the city we all...
That's the city we live in.
The city we live in is Cleveland. Now. Right now, Claire?
Yeah, let them know.
Tell him. I didn't know you knew that.
Let him know.
You were studying.
Well, I followed the direction, and I figured it out.
South?
Down?
Yeah.
All the above. Cavs number one? Browns number one?
So
guards?
My dad loved football, so okay. He's a Browns guy.
Okay.
But I love the Cavs.
That's what I thought.
Cavs number one, Guardians number two,
okay.
Cavs or Browns number three.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because I know some of your gear has, like, different... even other teams' logos,
basketball,
but it's still, yeah.
Yeah.
If you, what position would you play if you could?
In what sport?
Basketball, sorry. I forgot. I led with that, but then I forgot to go back to it.
I'm really short and fat, so I'd probably ride the bends.
Well, yeah, but you got it. Everybody else is hurt. You got to get in there.
Probably, I don't know, guard of some sort.
All right, then who's the other four guys on your team?
Jeez.
Wrestlers.
Sam Holloway would be one.
I thought of him too. So he's your center.
Yeah,
it works.
Sam Holloway center.
But he's your center.
I would have Gregory Iron. That's friend of the show, Gregory Iron.
Oh yeah, the father of the show. Really?
Give him something.
Dad?
Wrestle cream.
What do you call him?
The father of the father, dad of the show.
The dad of the show.
Yeah.
Sammy's daddy daddy. Okay, so he'd be like a point guard probably.
Yeah. Wes Barkley would be on the team. He'd be a shooting guard. Power forward. Who would it be? Tyler Jordan, who I trained.
Okay.
Pro wrestler.
Yeah. I'm in.
I don't know who the last one would be.
So you're going like you want to be the coach.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You are a part of a tag team now, a new tag team. Oh, maybe bring your Barry boy into it.
There you are.
Oh, well, I'm not good at basketball or wrestling, so I'd love to. Thanks. I'm in. Well, you could do like a Jackie Moon player, coach, manager, owner.
Everyone loves everyone.
Everybody loves everybody. I got a sign in my basement.
Coming.
I just watched that recently. You ever see that one, Semi-Pro? You
know, yeah. I think about that movie a lot, actually, because I feel like it is like a movie about pro wrestling.
That's one of my favorite, like Will Ferrell especially, but like that one's up there for me.
That's a good one.
And that is a good one.
I don't, whatever it's on, like Peacock or whatever, you know how it'll show you the, what's that website with the ratings, Rotten Tomatoes score?
Oh, yeah.
It's like low on both sides, like critics and fans, and I'm like...
They're wrong, man.
I disagree strongly.
Is that...
You're the Jackie Moon of professional wrestling.
Jackie Moon of
professional wrestling. I wish we had an aw. We always got to get new crowd reaction ones. Aw. Because that's not like... That's sexy.
Can be.
All right.
So the audience is going crazy.
They love it. Oh. They love you, man. You know how to work this audience.
I know.
All right, my next question is, do you ever worry that somewhere in the crowd there's a time traveler who's only there to stop you from winning because it ruins the future?
I never thought of it until right now, but that is something that is going to derail my focus.
New fear unlocked.
Yes.
So yeah, when you go and like pose on the turnbuckle, you're going to be looking.
Yeah.
If you see anybody like, if somebody's wearing like a silver outfit with like a glass dome over their head, you're going to be like, that's the fucking guy.
I was just thinking the Martian from the Flintstones.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Kazoo.
Yeah. All right. Watch out for him. If you don't see him, you're safe, I guess.
Yeah.
No kazoo, please.
Okay. I'll let him know.
Sweet. Let him know.
Sam?
I do have one more. Maybe two if I really try. You got to give me the backstory a little bit, but I saw you yelling at some old guy once. What happened there?
I've yelled at a lot of old
guys. You know what I'm talking about. The one got up and got in your face and kind of backed you down a little bit?
No,
You don't remember this one?
No. Is this old? This is maybe old.
Yeah, it's older. I went way back on your Instagram to try and find shit. You got in his face. He looked like an old man, but he looked like he was ready.
He was a Vietnam veteran. So it was an older video. I was really young in my wrestling career around that time. So I'm walking around. I was wrestling in southern Ohio. So the crowd.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's his favorite direction.
Yes.
Good point.
Good point. Living my life. So the crowd was very special, right? They were very... very against rap music.
Ah, okay.
They're yelling derogatory slurs at me that does not make sense.
I think
I'm very Caucasian. I'm very Caucasian.
Oh my god, I didn't notice that at first.
Sorry, I know I got a good tan.
It's the lighting. Oh, you are.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, wow. This whole time.
And so the man was not a fan of me. So then he started yelling at me, and I told the referee because I was walking around the ring. I'm like, you need to get out here before I shove him down. The ref did. Because I didn't want to shove a Vietnam veteran down.
Of course. They're our nation's best.
If it was a younger person, I would shove them down.
Do you and that guy plan on finishing that story or following up on it at all? Or what are we doing? We're just going to let it go?
Yes. So very unfortunate news. He did pass away.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. I didn't know it was going to go that way.
Do you think if Referee Charles Van was there that he would have actually been able to help you? Or do you think it would have been...
They hit hot.
It would have got worse.
Oh my God. He probably would have missed his cue. I feel he would have missed his cue.
Charles Van.
Also, let me look at the hotline. Let's see if he wasn't training today.
Uh-oh.
He could have been there to interview our war that we...
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He really
is?
He is
a training. Yes, sir. Just walked in. That's what...
What time does training start?
It starts at 6, and he got there...
At 7.
He got there at 6:50.
Sounds about right.
All
right. He missed his cue. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, my last question for you, man. I saw you twice recently on AEW doing security. Did AEW know when they hired you for a security guard that you have a background in pro wrestling?
I may have padded my resume a little bit.
Who doesn't?
Right, that's the point of a resume.
But I do not think I'm a really good security guard.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to say, but I did notice.
I don't think I'm really good at security. Yeah. MJF got away from me. Penguin Page got away from me.
It's the three boys.
Swerve Strickland got away from me. Even Princess Nana, he shoved me down.
Princess Nana.
Princess Nana.
Holy shit.
Well, if they shoved me down, I'd call him that, too.
She is gorgeous. Well, that's okay, man. You know what? You're new.
We'll get it next time.
Yeah. Everybody has a bad first day.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if the security thing doesn't work out, you can just be a wrestler.
Yeah.
Sam, do you have any more questions for the little guy?
No, I don't think so.
Also, I want to announce this on this podcast, video version. It does look like I'm Winnie the Poohing it because I am. Yeah. It's just one black t-shirt that I'm wearing.
We asked for that.
He clambered back to his old friends and decided to come.
I don't know what they all work.
Everything happened.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what, but it all happened at once. Did you say match of the week? I think we're far past that.
I never
that.
Said my match of the week, but that's
I think
right.
we're past that.
Yeah, what's your match of the week?
Yeah, what is it?
No, my match really. Of the week was Takeshita versus Evil from the G1 finals, which I was surprised by because Evil, I don't like. He's not very good.
He's a bad guy.
It's annoying. But then it turns out this time he was goddamn good.
He was?
He was.
He was a good guy?
He was.
He was the good guy?
The crowd was 50-50, which was odd. They were like, some, like half was like, Evil. And the other half was like, Takeshita.
Why was the motion?
Well, if you've seen the guy, you already know the answer to that, my man.
I don't know. What are you
going to
do?
Yeah, that was my match of the week. Just a fucking button. There we go.
Yeah, it works. Or no.
I'm just going to take a drink of my cream.
Yeah.
I missed giving you the chairs this time.
Yeah, we'll get it.
I think the creamers are going to appreciate it. So, Sam.
Yeah.
Dad, do you have any room for cream?
I guess. So I had to watch Minecraft again for like the 50th time because my kids like it.
I'm just kidding. I didn't see it.
You see it?
I have not seen it.
I don't know Jack anything Black. Of it. Well, that was what I was going to bring up. You guys like Jack Black?
Love him.
Mm-hmm. You?
Yeah, yeah.
One and of I feel like, best. And I, it's going to sound like a disparaging comment, but I mean it complimentary, is in one way or another, I know he's had maybe a serious role here or there or whatever, but he's been doing the same thing for like 20 years, 25 years. I love it. Mm-hmm. I don't care. That movie, I don't know nothing about Minecraft. I've never played it, whatever. He's funny, man. And like, what's Aquaman's in it? He's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other people are fine. Yeah. But he's been doing the same thing since like, I'm trying to think of like the first thing I saw him in. I don't know if it was like School of Rock.
I think Shallow Hal was the first thing I saw him in.
What was the one movie? Orange County. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
It was an MTV.
Fucking Forgetting.
It was like an
was
MTV
it?
Film.
Not Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Saving Silverman.
That's it, yeah.
That's one of them. But I think
he wasn't really his Jack Black self.
He was a little bit different, but he still had a couple of those, like the weird pronunciation, over enunciation or whatever you call it. But the first thing I think I ever did or listened to him in was Tenacious D.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, but me and world famous referee Charles Van, thank you, got the CD as like kids.
Hell yeah.
And like memorized it. And we would do it like I would be Jack Black and he would be Kyle. And then we would listen to it again. And then we would flip roles and
we'd
do all the parts to it and sing the songs and shit.
That's fire.
So just thanks, Jack Black.
Those are some good memories.
Yeah, you know, and like I can say, like the movie, like School of Rock, that was the last time I ever went to like the movies, like me, my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Really?
Like all four of us to one movie.
Wow.
And I've seen movies with them all like separately since.
Right, right.
But I don't know how old that movie is, but like that was the last time it was all four, you know?
That's cool.
The only ones I remember is that and Toy Story.
I feel like that came out in like 2005.
Oh, it's old.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not a movie going family.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, shit.
Whatever. But so thanks, Jack.
Yeah, he's one of our nation's best.
Yeah, so I love him, and he's silly, and he's goofy, and keep it up.
That is, clap it up.
My room for cream.
Yeah.
I decided to rewatch all the Final Destination movies because I watched Bloodline, and I was like, oh, it's actually goddamn good.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, I watched the first three when they were, like, new. Mm. I thought they were fine when I was younger, but when I think back, I'm like, well, stuff I liked back then,
sucks.
I was an idiot. Yeah, I was a stupid boy. But fucking, I decided to rewatch them, and it turns out they're not bad either, man. So I've ranked them. Okay.
How many is there? Six?
There are six.
Okay.
Number six, The Final Destination, which is the fourth movie. Terrible. Terrible movie. But then five, Final Destination 1. Four is 2. 3 is 5.
That's what I thought you were
doing. 2 is 3. And then Bloodlines. And also, Ronald Two Legs sent me in another Room for Cream. If you want to send in your Room for Cream creamers, you can send them to hotjoe@wrestlecream.com or sammydaddy@wrestlecream.com or leave them in the comments.
Yeah, so, whatever.
I did not read Ronald Two Legs thing, so this is fresh on the
I got to see him on Saturday. Did I tell you that?
That's a lot of cream there.
He's a creamy boy.
He creams a lot.
He loves the creamer. Ronnie, that's his favorite button.
Ronnie creams.
So here's what he has.
Ronnie two creams.
He says, hey, yo, boys. It's your boy, Ronnie Deuces. Hope everyone is good.
Do you have another name?
Yeah. He's a man of many names. Ronnie Deuces is actually my favorite one.
Ronnie Deuces. Yeah.
Hope everyone is good. It was great to see Sammy Daddy at AIW for the North Canton Street Fest.
I told you.
My Room for Cream this week is AIW's Wrestle Rager 9. It's this Saturday at No Class in Lakewood. Hope to see everyone there. Rager is always a special show for me because everyone always gets absolutely hammered. LOL. But also, Wrestle Rager 5 was the first ever AIW event I ever worked, so that show every year is special as it is my anniversary with AIW. All right, well, hope to see you boys and all the creamers.
He loves that button. He did it a lot.
Come say what's up. Oh. Ronald Two Legs, friend of the show.
He stole my, I can't even advertise.
Okay. All right, we'll edit that one out. No, all right, yeah.
Just beep it up.
Keep the cream in there.
Oh. All right. Keep the cream. Yeah, that show's wild. Low on tickets, I just saw.
Yes.
Low out, very low. That thing sells out every year, I think, doesn't it? At this point, like fast.
Every year they sell out. The bar sells out of alcohol.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, AIW does good ticket sales, period, for every show, but that one specifically is like fast and full, and like people are there to wrestle rage.
Oh my God.
It's an experience, right?
I got to. Did you do one yet? Have you gone to Wrestle Rage?
I have never gone.
I got to do one with Sabu when Sabu was there. That was wild. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, man.
It's an experience. It's not even, like, flashy at all.
No.
Like, the U-Haul's there, and then you just walk out from behind the U-Haul. Like, there's no big stage, no extravagant lights.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's what makes it kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I always tell people, like, independent wrestling just in general, besides, like, maybe, like, your top tier deals, whatever.
Sure.
But I always try to explain to people, I'm like, it's like punk rock. It's very, it's DIY. Everybody.
Yeah.
Is yeah, maybe your big name just flying in for the show, but you're there doing stuff. You're putting up the chairs or putting up the ring or setting up, like everybody's doing stuff to make it happen. And that show is like the ultimate punk rock experience indie wrestling deal.
Because there's no seats. There's no
Right, yeah, there's nothing. Yeah.
Just standing in that back parking lot and it's crazy.
What about you, Derek Dunn? Do you have any room for cream now that Ronald Deuces came in and stole yours up from under you?
He scooped my cream.
Well, all right.
That sounds like the Ronnie Two Deuces, Deuces that I know.
Scooped my cream, right?
Whoa.
Well, hello.
So I guess there is more cream, I guess, because I'm just going to produce some more.
As much as you want.
Jesus. this past week was my cat's birthday. Four years old.
That's wonderful.
What's your cat's name?
My cat's name is Squeak. She is a full-bred Persian.
Oh.
And I have to brush her once a week. If not, she gets...
The cat... Well, I don't even know what this fucking breed of this cat is, but it's a fluffy cat.
Yes.
We got it shaved. It's had a whole different personality now. Like, it used to be like it would come up on the couch, you would touch it, and then it would fucking run away. But now it's like it goes, jumps on your lap and fucking loves you now. It's like crazy.
Just the shaving?
Just the shaving did it. Now we're going to shave that dang thing all the time.
Dude, I may have to get that done this week.
You should, dude.
She is a very, she hates everyone. But maybe if I shave her.
Well, I told, because the groomer lady texted me the next day and was like, hey, how's, you know, Charlie doing this and that? And I was like, oh, she's good. She's like got a whole different personality now. And she's like, that's what everybody says when their cats get shaved. So maybe that would happen to,
Squeak.
Yeah.
Gotta shave that thing.
Shave the thing. It's about dang time. Anyway.
I don't know what to do. I'm just sitting over here for this one. I just leave a little hair on it, personally.
Yeah, do you have any cool stories about shaving any of your pets?
No, just leave a little hair on the cat.
Leave a little hair.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, he loves it.
I don't know. My cats have had a couple surgeries, and or the one has. So it's always weird when they have a big shave spot. My wife is in the animal veterinary
field
occupation. Oh, thank you, field.
Love that.
Oh, yeah. She's a vet. She's a vet tech. And more than that, but she started as a vet tech.
Big deal. Let's see.
Oh, come on.
No, she's one of the best.
She doesn't listen anymore. Yeah. So
we love her around here.
She's very, very good at her job and knowledgeable. And she'll try to explain to me, like, hey, I think we should do this, but this is our option. I'm like, what? Like, you got to pick. I don't understand what you're saying at all. Like, what's going to help the cat the most?
Mm-hmm.
So the big cat, Seamus, he has had a couple surgeries and he gets those weird, you know, you have to shave this spot to remove a mask something.
Yeah.
And it's just like goofy. I don't know. I just feel bad, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But they get over it.
Yeah.
It did not change his attitude. He's a dick. He's cool, though. I love him. But and then Brody is my other cat.
Great names.
Love that. It's a good
name. She named him. They were around before me. That's all I can say. That's all I know. She had the cats forever.
Is she a wrestling fan?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I don't think the name. I think Seamus was because of Seamus. She spelled it differently, though. Or maybe that was his. I don't know. She adopted him, so I don't know if that was the name already. And if the cat wasn't named Brody, I would have pushed to name my son Brody.
Love that.
Because I like the name,
it's
but I'm
name.
Like, well, we got, you know.
Was it like,
it's like Indiana Jones.
Was it a Mallrats thing for her then?
I don't know what it was. It might have just been his name when she adopted him. I never asked, I guess. We don't really talk.
Yeah,
we just
I noticed
got
that.
Got married,
yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah,
we don't
you
even
guys
really.
Were, like, weird.
Yeah, no.
Everybody knows.
I don't, I'm sure she's told me, but that might have been their names. I don't know.
Well, the top notch.
But they turned
names.
Out to be wrestling names, so I think of them as wrestling
two
names.
Top notch boys.
But yeah, so next cat, we're naming Derek South.
Love
yeah.
That. That's the cat.
What?
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you.
I didn't get the last
the best.
One. The best. The best.
The best. Oh, you got a kiss.
Oh, yeah. Charles can burn in hell.
Yeah, I know.
Sonny Rodney, I heard you've been talking about Mr. Nitty and the Untouchables. Well, we don't like it. We're going to take care of you March 31st in Harvard, Illinois. My man Buster here is going to set you down. One, two, three. How do you like that, huh, Rogers?